I would say I was searching for truth, which brought me to the lotus feet of the Vaishnavas, to our Gurudev. And having many big questions needing answers, like who am I, why am I here, why am I seeing so much suffering in the world, what is the nature of the soul, what is our purpose, our aim of life. Having all these questions and never finding a satisfactory answer brought me to where we are now, to the Chaitanya Saraswat Mat, having had connection to Sri Guru Gauranga, having a strong and urgent need to find answers to my questions. And then later in my college years, which was very short term, I spent all my time in the library reading Srila Prabhupada's books. So that clearly became my interest, and eventually the desire to know more and to find a master became very apparent for me. But in my college years, really I was just searching for what resonated within my heart, where I found full, comprehensive truth, and in the most substantial way, and in the way that felt very natural and inspirational to me. So reading Srila Prabhupada's books was like, of course, of course, of course. And it's so real, it's so true. And then feeling the need to put all these things into practice and to find my guru. Nothing substantial until about 1990, where I met a very exalted devotee lady, a Vaishnavi, and she invited me to come and stay with her, serve her deities. I was inquiring from devotees and writing some of the devotees that I knew, and was directed to the Chaitanya Saraswat Mat, to Srila Gurudev's lotus feet. And when I saw his picture and heard his lectures, I felt very inspired and very much at ease and at home. And as soon as I could, I went to meet him. It was a dramatic moment when I decided to go to India, because I had to run away from the ashram I was staying in that was not encouraging my going to the Chaitanya Saraswat Mat. So I left quickly, left so many things uncared for, and thought I would never come back. I went on a one-way ticket to India, saying goodbye to everybody, thinking I'd never return to America. I went and said goodbye to my father and mother, and then went one way to India to meet Srila Gurudev. That was in 1992. Seeing him for the first time and feeling very comforted and felt like that I was at home for the first time in my life. Found something resembling home for the first time. And meeting my real father, real family, being in the holy dham. It was like soothing to the soul, very comforting, home comfort. One day Srila Gurudev called me and asked if I was ready for initiation. And I said yes. And I told him I felt like a honeybee outside the honey jar, that I wanted entrance. I wanted to get in and taste the sweetness of the holy name of Krishna Katha. And he said, then you are ready for your initiation. And told me to come and be ready. I only had an hour to get ready. And for some reason, I always felt he would give me the name Lalita. And I very much liked the character of Lalita Devi. And in the first devotee household I lived in, they had deities of Radha, Krishna, Mahaprabhu, and many gopis. And I'd always sit in line with Lalita Devi in the temple and do all my chanting and attend the classes there. And I felt he would choose that name. And then when he gave me the beads, he gave the name Lalita Devi Dasi. And my heart was happy, and everything was so perfect and so real and inspiring. So that was an unforgettable day in Navadeep Tham, sitting on Srila Sridhar Maharaj's veranda. Gurudev would give his initiations there in those early 1990-92. So, very happy memory. And really, that's when my life began. I felt this is the real beginning of my life in a substantial way, having a divine connection and feeling new inspiration, new life, knowing that I can go on with divine protection and the holy name planted in my heart. He put me on what he called SSR, Suicide Squad Reserves. The Suicide Squad is a squad that will be ready for anything at any time, ever ready for any kind of service. So he put me on that squad, and I was on reserve for a very long time. Then, after some time, he let me serve as his personal secretary, and one of his personal secretaries. There were many. I was one of them, and did his correspondence with him. And that lasted several years, maybe 8-9 years. And that felt like the perfect type of service I could do for him, that was really a flowing, natural thing. And he was very happy with my service and the letters that would come out in a very inspirational way. So that continued up to his last days. One of the secretaries of the Chaitanya Saraswati Mat, general secretaries, and missing those days, I could be with him and write his letters with him. When I first started serving as Srila Gurudev's secretary, he would want me there in the very early morning hours of the day. That's when he liked to do his letters. And that wasn't so easy, to be up and ready at 3:30, 4 a.m., be alert and ready to write and concentrate. But I had to learn that. And that was my first challenge, being up and alert and ready for service by 4 a.m. 3:30 a.m. If I was late, where was I? He was very personal with everyone, and as the mission grew and grew, still he maintained that very personal way with everybody. So that was very impressive, very wonderful to see. Lord Srila Gurudev had many servitors. I remember at one time counting there were like 20 of us going in and out of his veranda, assisting him, assisting his servants, and everybody running to give him a glass of water. And sometimes, you know, some conflict amongst each other. Such good association was also there in his group. We had many of the sannyasis living with us. Goswami Maharaj was there when he wasn't traveling in Russia. And Ashram Maharaj would come and serve, Avadhut Maharaj, Janardhan Maharaj, Trivikram Maharaj. Mahananda Prabhu was always there. And there were times when I was ready to get on the next plane out, going anywhere. I was ready to go to the airport and find out which flight leaves the first and wherever it's going. But I never did that, thankfully, and withstanded many things. I'd say the most favorite memory I have is riding in a boat in Sri Govinda Kunda Navadvip with Srila Gurudev and Gauranga Mahaprabhu's murti and all the devotees that were assembled, and we were chanting with mridanga kartals going around Giriraj in Govinda Kunda. And I remember thinking, this has got to be the best day of my life. Couldn't get any better than this, in a boat with Guru and Gauranga, chanting the holy names. Gurudev was leading the kirtan and circumambulating Giriraj and Govinda Kunda and Gupta Govardhan. And I'll never forget that day. And always keep that moment in a special place in my heart, wishing that could go on and on, and hopefully that can happen again one day in the spiritual world by His grace. There are several, and one thing I learned is He felt we should be giving our hearts and our lives and not wasting our precious time in finding service that was needed, that's necessary, that's in demand, and taking responsibility for that service. So responsible service that is necessary. He said that would be the best utilization of our time, our energy, to try to find a service coming from a higher Vaishnava, your guru, and superior devotees. Find out what is needed, what is lacking, and come forward, offer yourself, take responsibility for what service comes to you and that which is really appreciated by the devotees.